Good afternoon. This is the podcast Elmira and You, and it is for the friends, the members of Elmira Baptist Church, located about halfway between Sacramento and San Francisco here in Northern California. I'm Pastor Scott. Today is Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. Let me welcome you to today's podcast. First Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." True story is told about Matthew Henry. You might have heard of Matthew Henry. He wrote a famous commentary now about 400 years ago, and he had the reputation of always being thankful. Then one day he was robbed. In the shadows of a dark street, he was backed up to the wall and ordered to give all his money. They took everything he had. Nothing was left. In his diary that night, he wrote, quote, "I am thankful that during all these years, I have never been robbed until now. Also, even though they took my money, they did not take my life. And although they took all that I had, it was not much. Finally, I am grateful that it was I who was robbed, not I who robbed." End quote. Wow. Thankful in everything. That's a good example. I do have a quote today from Dietrich Bonhoeffer about gratitude. He said, "It is only with gratitude that life becomes rich. It is only with gratitude that life becomes rich." That was Dietrich Bonhoeffer. How many people do you know? They live here in the United States. They have lots of stuff, and they have health care, and they have family, and they have friends, but somehow they're not quite satisfied. They may have more possessions than you and I have. They may have more money in the bank. They may be healthier. They may be have more friends on Facebook than I have, which isn't hard because I'm not on Facebook. But you know what they don't have? They are not rich because they don't recognize what they have, and they're not thankful for it. It is only with gratitude that life becomes rich. Don't forget tomorrow, 7 o'clock, November 24th, Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock, we will be here at 6111 California Pacific Road, gathering as a church to thank God and to praise Him for His goodness to us. We'll have a time of praise and testimony, time of singing, and a short sermon as well. The goal is to start our Thanksgiving holiday with proper praise and wholehearted worship. If you're in town, let me encourage you to join us. Now, this Sunday, being the fourth Sunday of the month, it is a food and fellowship Sunday, so we'll have a meal following the morning worship, and then in the afternoon, about 1:30, instead of that praise and testimony time that we moved up to Wednesday, November 24th, instead of that, we're going to have a meditation on the meaning of our Savior's sacrifice, and then participate in the Lord's Supper together. Don't forget, because we meet at 1:30 in the afternoon, there will be no 5 p.m. service. Also, we have suspended the flower ministry through the end of December because we have some Christmas decorations there on the communion table. And let me thank those of you who are so faithful to bring flowers for us. Our devotional this morning comes from 1 Thessalonians, comes from 2 Corinthians, not even close. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. That's one of the exciting things about having a podcast like this that is not edited. You never know what you're going to hear. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." Why is it unspeakable? Why is it such a great gift? Well, consider first of all what this gift cost God the Father. He sent His Son Jesus to this dark and dreary earth, knowing that He would be rejected, knowing that Jesus would be spat upon, knowing that Jesus would be unfairly tried, knowing that Jesus would be tortured, knowing that Jesus would be shamefully executed. God the Father knew all these things. He knew what it would cost him. And he sent his Son to die in our place. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. You recall, while Jesus was on the cross, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because in that moment, Jesus bore in his body the sins of all the world. And God is holy. God the Father, perfectly holy, cannot endure sin. And there was that sense of separation. We don't know exactly how long it lasted, but even if it was only for a second, you can only imagine the anguish that God the Father felt as his Son, Jesus Christ, was there on the cross. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. Think about what it means for us in this life, even with turmoil, even with trouble, even with trials, even with tribulations, even with temptations. Because of Jesus Christ, we have access to the infinite riches of God. And we have peace when others are worried. We have joy when others are troubled. We have hope when others are without hope. We have purpose when others are directionless. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. And finally, the best is yet to come. Because our treasures are in eternity. Our treasures are in heaven, where moth and rust doesn't corrupt, where thieves do not break through and steal, and where we will have all of eternity to enjoy the riches of God forever. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. I hope you'll take some time this week to write down the things that you're thankful for and to lift those up to God, thanking him for his gifts, especially for his unspeakable gift, and praising him for being a good God. This has been Elmira and You for Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. And remember, this is our last podcast for the week. You can join us this Sunday, 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for morning worship, and about 1:30 in the afternoon as we meditate on the Savior's suffering and thank God for his unspeakable gift, participating following that in the Lord's Supper. But don't miss tomorrow night, Wednesday, the 24th, 7 o'clock in the evening, as we meet to worship the Lord, to thank him, to praise him for how good he is to us. You can find us at 6111 California Pacific Road near Vacaville, California. Join me next week for another edition of Elmira and You. And take some time to write down your thanks and to lift your praises to God.